This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're going to take you to the movies to lighten the mood, as so many people are tired of the back and forth over this election after the last debate. It's certainly not over. If anything, the next 2 weeks are going to be explosive because we're at the finish line. So finally, after all the conversation about primaries and who's winning and polls and all of the numbers mixed in between, it just comes down to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. As people line up on both sides of this to endorse or disendorse, which seems to be happening a lot with Trump, Trump is stepping up campaign spending in the final stretch, and that's not a surprise. Spending in states, some of those swing states that seemingly could go either way. So much of the television, the September spending, went to television advertising. So it's a big change for someone who's social media all over the place. And he surpassed his previous best fundraising month, which was $41.8 million. He raised $29.9 million spent in August. But he's raised $54.7 million and spent more than $70 million through the month of September. He started October with $34.8 million in the bank. All I know is when somebody runs for president, I think it's insane that they talk about it costing $1 million to become the president of the United States. I mean, $1 million. Are you kidding me? To run for president. Seems so crazy, doesn't it? It does. It seems so out of whack to say that. To say that, you know, how much do you think it costs to become the leader of the free world? And I think that price tag is, again, so out of reach for so many people. When people ask the question, I mean, you know, really, actually, it's 1 to 2 billion. I meant to say 1 to 2 billion, not a million. That's why it's so crazy and out of whack. Boy, if you're running for president, the process of running for president, how much do you need to be president of the United States? I mean, some people are saying no less than five, you know, no less than of your own money. No less than at least $5 million. Wow. So $1 billion is spent to be elected as the president of the United States. Wow. An amazingly crazy number when you think of the people that have such a passion for public service and who aren't about the money and who would love to run, and some of them brilliant, but will never, ever see the light of day, because you've got to have those favors. You've got to be able to collect that coin, and they're not able to do it. All right, let me throw out the numbers. We're bouncing around a little bit in the studio, so bear with us. But 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you get through in the next, you know, couple of minutes or so, because I mentioned that we were going to go to the movies. Take you to the movies. So you can hear a little snippet of what's new and hot out there that you might be interested in going to see. You know, talking about being interested in seeing something, Jack Reacher is one of those films, and Jack Reacher, the Tom Cruise vehicle, may end up winning. I don't know. May end up winning the weekend. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. There's a Madea Halloween. And there's a movie that looks to be pretty funny called Keeping Up with the Joneses. And Keeping Up with the Joneses looks pretty interesting, too. So if you're looking for a break from politics, that may be the way to go. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Michael, out there in New Jersey, listen, welcome to our little club. We enjoy having new members. I'm one of the stars of this show, and along with Kate and the rest of us. Graham, and of course, Izzy is our princess queen.
Yes, she's great.
She is our female sage, shall we say.
She has all the knowledge.
Yes, she's a brilliant, brilliant woman, and I consider her my friend. Now,
this is a good lady.
I've been talking to some more people. I've even called some of my Democratic friends in Arkansas, where I have relatives, and they can't stand Hillary. They thought she was just, they watched that debate, and they were talking about that today, and they said they could not stand her, that she looked like a bleached out little robot. Bobbing her head up.
So they're
and
not
down.
They're not voting for her, right?
No, I don't think she could. Like I say, I've been checking with people, and I'm telling you, I don't believe that Donald's going to pull this out. I think he's going to win it, not just a little ways. I think it's going to be a landslide, and all these things where they're finding out about Hillary being involved in financing the dirty tricks campaign that they tried to pull out, Trump rallies, and all this other stuff that's coming about Brazil, giving Hillary the questions for the second debate. My God, man, if they manage to pull this off and steal this election, you are going to have a revolt in this country. It's not going to be pretty. I'm too old for it, so don't tell them to quit clicking on my phone and go every time I pick the phone up, it goes click. You know, I know they're listening to me, but dumb, I'm too old for the revolution. But there is one coming if this happens. We're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to go down the tube. And I'm telling you, we're not going to go down the same old routine. We're not going to have any more of this Marxist, socialist, communist crap. And the news media, these boys better get back in line of doing their job of being journalists instead of being one-sided for Hillary. Oh, there's going to be a whole lot of people going to be out of work. There's going to be a whole lot of news people going, oh, my God, I wish I'd have played it straight. Because I'm not
sure.
Payback is
a
mother, especially when you are the president of the United States. You know what I mean?
That's true. There are a lot of people. Thanks, Dan. Whoops, wait. We missed Dan. Go ahead, Dan. You had something else?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you very much for last night. You really did a wonderful show. I was really impressed.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling, as always, Dan. The thing that's interesting is, I think we're going to have an avalanche at the polls. I do. And no matter what precinct you're in, no matter where you live in these United States, vote. And I believe the people really hear that message, and they are going to go out and vote big time on November 8th, or perhaps early voting before that. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Remember, we're going to take you to the movies, but before we do that, let's squeeze in a quickie. Grim, you get a couple of quick minutes. Go for it.
Okay, I'll be real quick. You know, what Donald needs to do now is to increase his chance with the undecided, is Trump's chance with his campaign guru needs to get around the round table and break it down to the third day of each till the 19th and agree upon cabinet members. You know, first start with administration of the Office of Management and Budget. Name their agreed upon cabinet head. Then with suggestions decide upon nominees of the Department of Labor and Department of Commerce. And have them campaign Saturday in California through for Trump and Pence and move on to other such states. And after that, he can follow up with a speech at a campaign. Got my first cabinet member, my second hiree with two nominee department heads. Where's hers? The second and third cabinet members could be for domestic policy and economic advisors. And with their suggestions, they can have nominees for Department of Education, Department of Housing, Urban Development, Department of Health and Human Services. And Trump can state on October the 26th, got our second, third hired cabinet members named with three named department nominees. Where's hers? And the fourth hiree, October the 29th, the head of Department of Defense. The fifth hiree on November the 1st, the head of the Department of State. Finally, the sixth hiree on November the 4th, right before the election. Now, on my part, hopefully he could convince, still allowing him to operate his day job, even though many can and have set in from him from time to time, totally secret, ambushing the island, at a campaign, Trump announces and requests his stage appearance. My sixth hiree for cabinet member of the National Security Council and the head of the Department of Justice, as the Attorney General, Esquire, Mark Levin.
I don't know if he would want it, but you know what? It is an interesting, it's an interesting thought, because I said that. If you look at presidents who are successful, they get rid of cabinet members that aren't good, and they pick cabinet members who would have a good shot at doing a good job, who they think they can delegate to, and they know what they're doing.
Well, I kind of want, I don't want to be that hateful about this, but I kind of leave it up to y'all's imagination what Mark Levin's first three lines would be. I got it in writing, and I'll try and get to it.
I love it, Grim.
It somewhat goes around the second debate.
The second debate, I gotcha. But, yeah, I love it.
Who else would know more? I mean, really.
Well, certainly popularity-wise, there's no question about that.
And he served already under Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You're right. All right, brother, we got to let you fly. You're going to have to help me there back at the studios in Minneapolis, if you can hear me, because we have a little computer malfunction in our satellite facility. Thanks, Grim. And now we're going to go to the movies. And taking you to the movies, we're going to start with the Jack Reacher flick, which is Tom Cruise's latest vehicle. And the first one scored big, big, big. Let's hear what the second one is like.
Took him all down with his bare hands.
He's still in there.
Turn around, mister. Let me see your hands. Slowly.
Aggravated assault is a felony in this state, Mr. Reacher. Process him and get him to county.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me.
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
Just gonna keep on ringing.
Thanks for tipping us off to that sheriff.
When are you coming to D.C.?
I move around a lot.
You're a legend. Folks wonder why you left. Purple Heart, Silver Star. There's this big dent in the dust. People say you made it with someone's head.
Jack Reacher
for Major Turner.
Major Turner's been arrested.
On what charge?
Espionage.
He's been set up. How much does Reacher know?
How's it going?
I don't like being followed.
You think you're invulnerable.
That's right. Maybe I rip your arm off and beat you to death with it.
I'm sorry about this.
Richard?
You're here to kill you.
My men were shot by one of our own.
This is bigger than I imagined.
You ever lose anyone on your watch, Reacher?
You think you're above the law, but I'm not the law, so you should start running, because I'm going to start hunting, and when I find you, I'm going to kill you all. It's a haircut. All you guys go to the same barber?
Actually, I think this will do well. The first one was good. It is great for Tom Cruise. People like it. I like it. I like the first one. And I'm sure I'll probably stream the second one. So we move from Jack Reacher to Tyler Perry and Madea.
What's up, ladies?
We're having a Halloween party tonight, so why don't you come on by?
Tiffany, what's going on?
Chill out, Pops. It's cool.
Hey, Madea, I got to go out of town. I was wondering if you can come by and just keep an eye on Tiffany.
No, son, no. I can't come over there. It's Halloween night. You know I like to go nowhere on Halloween.
I'll pay you.
I'm on my way. I'll be there now. How you doing, baby? Good to see you.
I'm glad you're here to help me with her, because there's a party around the corner, and I want to be sure she doesn't try to sneak out.
This is going
to
be so wild.
These children today, you got to drop the hammer on them.
What's the worst that can happen to her? Turn to prostitution, drugs? Hell, how you think I met your mama?
You shouldn't be here. Mr. Wilson died in this house on Halloween. He killed his entire family.
What the hell is this?
After 10, the ghosts come out. Strange things are happening.
Mother, what is it?
You see something, Garrett?
It's white.
You see white people.
Ah! All my life I had to fight. There's something in this house.
We gotta get out of here.
Let's watch.
She's a very kinky girl.
Don't answer that, Mom.
I saw it in a movie. When she answered the phone, she got dead. I want to have it.
Hello, dear. Do you want to play a game?
Nice costume, dude. Show us your boobs.
You want to see us? Behold, paradise.
Ooh. I need a drink.
I used to get dollar bills for that.
We about to get turned up.
Somebody pray for me. What the hell wrong with it? Let me look up on the hood. Is everybody all right?
Come on, I'm scared out here.
Ain't nothing out there.
My dad!
What the hell wrong with you?
Tyler Perry's Boo, a Madea Halloween.
All right, so you hear it, Madea, very, very popular. And then quickly we go to this one. We'll leave you with this one as we trail out, and it's Keeping Up with the Joneses.
This is what I love about HR. You learn these little intricacies about people.
Margaret's going to show us the meaning of trust.
Honey, what am I really doing this summer? I mean, I sent the kids away to camp. I'm redesigning bathrooms.
Think Brooklyn. Exposed brick and
a urinal.
Meg wants me standing up again.
Yeah.
New neighbors aren't wasting any time moving in, are they?
Hey, honey.
Still spying on the neighbors?
Hi.
Where are the Joneses?
Such a lovely street.
The Chinese don't even have a word for a street like this.
They would say, Xingyi he lingun de kuaila de difong.
It sounds cool coming out of your mouth.
You don't think there's something off about them? They're both so overly accomplished and stylish.
Welcome to the Cobra Club.
A little different than you expected, huh?
That looks like a real snake.
Big one. That's real cobra.
Do you have tab?
I'm following Natalie Jones.
Hello, Karen.
Natalie!
I was just giving Team a voicemail. She likes to hear from me when I'm trying on lingerie. It's one of our things. Do you and Jeff have a thing?
We do it really fast, in case the kids come running into our room.
Who are these people?
We need evidence.
I just want to make sure this is not paranoia. What is this?
There's a missile.
That's me. What is all this stuff?
Honey, is that you? Mama wants to cuddle.
They're not who they say they are.
Here's the thing about trust.
Once it's gone, bad things can happen.
This is Jones!
Get the car, now!
I count the three rooms, okay? One, two...
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Day, I thought it'd be fun to have my pal Jared Bro on the show, and he is a crisis communications, I mean, just guru, honestly, and everything to do with media training, etc. And he was a member of the media and saw what it was like when people tried to dodge your questions. I think Chris Wallace did an excellent job as moderator, but there were some interesting moments in that debate. There's no question about it. Jared, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Always my pleasure, Kate.
Well, when we talk about spin and politicians dodging questions, one of the big ones was Hillary Clinton on the whole pay-to-play question with the Clinton Foundation, and she never really answered it.
And that's the big problem that we as Americans face, is that certain politicians are, what I'm going to say, are overtrained not to answer questions. And sadly, the moderators are not always prepared to know what the trainers teach in the avoidance techniques to know how to come back at that candidate and say, I'm sorry, you didn't answer that question. I specifically asked this. And what we're looking at is the frustration of the American populace, in large part because it's tough to get a clear answer from a candidate, whether they're serving in office or whether they're in a debate, because there are people out there in the profession that I am who train spokespeople who I think those trainers do it wrong and do a disservice, because it gets to the point that if you ask the candidate, is the sky blue, the candidate will say, well, I'll tell you why the sky is not blue. It's because the Environmental Protection Agency needs to do X, Y, and Z, and until they fix the healthcare system, we're not going to have blue skies again. And that's what frustrates Americans, and that's what frustrates people like you and I.
Yeah, so in your training, what do you do? What do you teach CEOs or other people you work with when they're asked those kinds of questions? What do you tell them to do?
Well, the key to anybody talking to the media, whether it's a CEO that I'm working with or a politician, which I seldom ever work with, it's how to tell the truth and pick the best words that explain what you want to do, but to to parse your words so that you don't say an inflammatory word that is going to cause a bunch of negative, cynical questions. I remember when I was a reporter, and I did that for 15 years. I haven't done it in the past 22 years. I've been out on my own as a trainer for 22 years. But I remember years ago hearing people at a news conference, for example, or in an interview, say one word that is the wrong word to say, and it sets off my cynic filter. When I was a reporter, everybody always described me as being the most cynical person they had ever met, and it's absolutely true. So for me, it's we have to tell the truth. Pick your words carefully when you're starting to tell the truth. Never lie and never spin.
Yeah, boy, and that's what we see. We see constant spin. Who is better at the art of spin, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Those two are extreme opposites. Hillary is more of a spin person because she has been at it longer and practicing more. Mm. Trump is, for a trainer, your worst nightmare because he does not like to train. He believes he is more effective when he's spontaneous. And for years, I've met CEOs like him, and I don't take them on as clients. I'll terminate a class if I see someone who's not open to preparing. The art of doing a debate or doing an interview is to practice in private so you don't mess up in public. And Hillary goes to one extreme of going to great lengths never to answer the specific question and to kind of weave a story that is so long that by the time she gets to the end of the answer, you almost forget what it was. Last night was less of a spin night. The second debate was a perfect example of two people both spinning, both candidates spinning, when the very first question came from a mom who says, there have been some vulgar things out in the news today. This was right after Trump's tapes came out. And the mother said, you know, there are so many vulgar things. How do we let our children who have been assigned to watch this debate for school, how do we let them watch without scarring them for life? Mm. And neither candidate ever answered that lady's question. That is spin, and both of them did it, one through training, one because he was the one who had used the most vulgar words that week and simply wouldn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, great observation, absolutely. And we saw that the town hall was perfect for that, and you're right. That was the question that just never, there was never really an answer to that. Of course there wasn't, because that's exactly what you're describing, how Trump is handling it and how Hillary Clinton is handling it. What about if you were Kellyanne Conway, who is the campaign manager for Trump? He, would he do, imagine that. I like that laugh. When he says under his breath, and actually not even under his breath if the mic is working, when he says lies, liar, when he does that, when he makes those, you know, just kind of interrupts and says the one word, but it gets a lot of play. It gets tweeted out, and people focus on that, and then they're not focusing on even what she's saying.
Yeah, with Kellyanne Conway and really all of the surrogates for each of the candidates, and even the vice presidential candidates for each of the candidates, those are the people who are most in spin. If Donald Trump came out and said, the sky is black, and everybody said, that was the wrong thing to say. Last week you said the sky was white. His surrogates would be on the air in minutes in the spin room saying, well, what the candidate really said was, you know, it's not so much that it's black, it's a dark gray, and that dark gray goes toward more of a pale color, and it's almost the color of a cloud, and those clouds, you know, sometimes they're dark, but they're mostly white. And it's like, people, for goodness sake, CNN is the worst offender because they pay the surrogates to sit there, and instead of covering the issues, they cover, if I may say, the squabble between the candidates. There was another word I wanted to use, but I'm censoring myself. Rather than cover issues, the media gets sucked into covering the squabbles. And as I was saying earlier, you have to parse your words. You have to pick the most perfect words. And what you see the media jump on this morning in the analysis is who said the wrong word. Mm. And the one that committed the biggest sin in the eyes of the media was when Trump said that he was not going to accept the results of the election. And that's created the entire news cycle. One 12-second comment creates an entire news cycle. And that's part of what executives have to work on, is understanding that this affects your reputation and revenue. In public relations, many people worry about, does it affect your reputation? In my world of public relations, it's reputation and revenue. It takes millions of dollars to cover up a sin of one or two misspoken words.
Yeah, and you know, when he said that, it was almost like he was off the cuff, and I think a lot of things are off the cuff with him. That's what we're talking about. And you're right, that's been, besides the few comments on the side, like calling Clinton a nasty woman and bad hombres, but that's more like Twitter and whatnot, not what's being covered on the tube and not so much what's being written about. Was that a huge mistake for Trump?
I tend to think so, but, you know, when you and I have a discussion like this, our social media accounts are going to light up and people are going to perceive that we're biased about something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
the reality is, I'm looking at this as a political observer. Yep. I don't like either one of these people as far as watching their performance. I think they both have great flaws. And what I worry about when I watch somebody like Trump, the one that got me the most last night was when Hillary said, "You're Putin's puppet." And he said, "No, you're the puppet." And my wife immediately called me because we had laughed and quoted Saturday Night Live for years where there was a sketch where a puppet would say, "No, you're the dummy," and the other person would say, "No, you're the dummy." And my wife works at a school, and six-year-old boys do this on playground. The thing about it is what each of these candidates have going for them is one-third of the voting populace love them. And no matter what you do, you will not lose your loyal one-third. And it's the third in the middle who swing like a pendulum that you have to win over in these debates. And those little missteps will just leave a voter at this critical juncture at the end of the campaign who, you know, those middle thirds are where the undecideds are. And it's those little words like, "No, you're the puppet." When you go, "Well, that was completely out of context." You just lost me there. And it's those one words that lose that vote for you and cost you dearly for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so it's like you say, when you're working with people, reputation and revenue, it comes back to what we first started talking about. You have to watch your words, correct?
Absolutely. I remember watching an interview with someone who I knew had been trained but had never practiced again lose a $700 million project in a 12-second soundbite because he failed to practice before he went out for that interview. And I'll tell you who's a perfect example for us to use as a case study. Let's look at Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate. I was watching MSNBC. I'm a news junkie. I watch seven TV networks in the first 90 minutes of the morning while I'm drinking my coffee, right? So Gary Johnson was being interviewed weeks ago on MSNBC, and one of the anchors said, "What about Aleppo?" And Gary Johnson is now famous for the phrase, "What about Aleppo?" when he asked back, "What about Aleppo?" Whereas if Gary had been through good training, Gary would have been taught to say, "Well, can you be more specific?" So at the time, Gary is, out of the three candidates, the most honest, because immediately afterwards he said, "I'm sorry, I need to be sharper. I need to be better on this stuff. I thought he was using an acronym. I didn't hear the question well enough to realize he was talking about Syria." If Gary had been trained, he would not have just responded to that question by saying, "What about Aleppo?" or "What is Aleppo?" "What is Aleppo?" is what he said. He would have been trained to say, "Can you be more specific?" Mm. And at that point, the reporter would have said, "Well, all these Syrian refugees are there, bombings are taking place, et cetera, et cetera." And the question would have come into view, which would have allowed him to say, "Well, in case of Syria, I think we need to do X, Y, and Z." So those 4 seconds, "What is Aleppo?" cost Gary Johnson a lot of votes because there were people who were looking at him as a viable third-party candidate who could have jumped on board, but that entire news cycle was consumed with mockery.
Yeah, absolutely. Great, great example, of course. Jared Breaux, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Always good to be with you, Kate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier and train and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, time for the mailbag, and a lot of it has to do with, of course, the debates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one is from Posey. Kate, I'm tired of these debates, although I have to say, I think you described it as rubbernecking. Yes, we are rubbernecking, and part of that is because of the media. The media just drives whatever falls apart between these two, and you mentioned it's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots as well. That's a great analogy, because really it is what we're getting, and it is why some people, anyway, are tuning in. What's sad is when we don't hear enough about the issues, how can you really make an informed decision? I mean, let's be serious, peeps. This isn't the Kardashians. This is to be elected as the leader of the United States of America. Yep. Again, you point out the obvious. Absolutely. It's not the Kardashians. It's not MTV. It's not reality, Real Housewives, whatever. It's our political process. And if you go back in history, I was just watching a movie about Ronald Reagan. It was on the History Channel. And it was so well done. It was about when he was shot. It focused on that. But also there was this segment of when he debated. And when they were prepping him for debate, which is the true story, telling him that he needed to, come on, Ronnie, you need to get in there. And if you don't agree, you need to say something. And he did do that, but he did it way different. There was no muttering nasty words or whatever. He made good, solid points in the debate with Jimmy Carter. And boy, have we really come in a much different direction since that Carter-Reagan debate, and even JFK and Richard Nixon. Here's one from Michael. Bad hombres. Nasty woman. Wow. He is a walking soundbite, Ms. Delaney. As somebody in the media, you certainly understand that. Those are the buzzwords coming out of this last debate. And then, of course, at the end, the kicker, Trump refusing to say whether he's going to accept the election results, but all the people around him saying, of course, he would, including Ivanka, his daughter, and his campaign manager as well. Here's what I think. I think, well, first of all, you're right. Bad hombres and nasty woman came out of that, and they became Twitter fodder because that's an easy hashtag and whatnot. So anyway, with Trump refusing to say whether he'd accept the results of the presidential election if he loses, I just really believe he doesn't think he's going to lose and didn't want to say, well, yeah, if I lose. You know, he wanted to not say that. He's already said that he thought that the process is rigged. And so he added at the end, I'll keep you in suspense. So this was what came out of Vegas. I mean, a crazy, stunning moment weeks before the presidential election. And what career politicians are saying is that his stance threatens to cast doubt on one of our fundamental principles of American politics, that we have an undisputed, peaceful transfer of power from one president to another that he was recognized as legitimate after winning the election. Trust me, there's been plenty of presidents, I guarantee, fly on the wall. When they lost, let's say they were running a second time, like Bush won, George Herbert Walker Bush. I really don't think that he wanted to hand over the presidential reins to Bill Clinton and felt good about that. But they did the niceties, they did a polite thing, whatever. Now, his campaign manager, Trump's campaign manager, really tried to kind of, I guess, blunt the election comments. And she said what Donald Trump, this is Kellyanne Conway, what Donald Trump has said over time, if you take all of his statements together, he has said he will respect the results of the election. And she argued that what he's saying is not without precedent, because people talk about Al Gore and what happened with Al Gore and, of course, the hanging chads and all of that. It will be interesting, and it has been interesting the entire time, hasn't it? All right, let's go to this one from Jake. Kate, I'm back again. After being away, I've sent you a couple of emails. You may have already read them on the air. But I'll tell you what, you know, they talk about the Russians and this whole Putin thing. And Clinton says Putin's trying to rig the election. And this is after the debate or during the debate. And Trump says, I don't know Putin. It's not like we're friends. How about the arrest of this citizen in Prague who's wanted for the connection of 117 million LinkedIn passwords, ripoffs, and login credentials? You know, this is where this nonsense is coming from. I agree, this is where this nonsense is coming from. In Russia and other places. Now, look, the guy that they got, they said was surprised. He had no idea they were onto him. When he was arrested in Prague, they said he then suffered a nervous breakdown and was taken to a hospital. LinkedIn claims 6.5 million passwords were stolen in the 2012 attack, but in May, the company increased it to 117 million, and it admitted that a massive batch of the stolen login credentials were being sold in the black market. Wow. So that hacking suspect is now waiting on a ruling on his extradition to the U.S., and the Russians are saying they would oppose it. So we'll see what happens there. And Russian hackers, are they influencing the election? I mean, there's a question. Are they influencing the elections? I think that the most egregious, serious, scariest thing that we have to deal with, one of them, as Americans and just in the world and society in general, is cybersecurity. I mean, every day we see examples of this. The government, for goodness sake, hacked into. The Secretary of State hacked into when she was Secretary of State. I mean, all these breaches. For goodness sake, I got a note from my college. Oh, you might have had your Social Security number compromised because we had a hack. It seems as though the hackers are getting better and better. And when it comes to protecting and firewalls, how good are they? And you know, I know we've had on this show the guy who runs McAfee in the past, and it was such an interesting interview where he talked about That's what, I mean, they were just constantly threats every second, every millisecond, and that's what the people are doing. That's who they're hiring, the best crackers they can find to try to catch up with whatever the malware is, whatever's going on. But it is a giant monster, let's put it that way. I mean, just, it's crazy what happens when it comes to the web and security. All right, how about this? This one is from Butch. Butch, I'm tired of all the nonsense. I did hear you mention, and I'm talking about politics. I do think it's important. I think it's important to vote, and I will vote, but that's all I have to say about that. I heard you mention the Cleveland Indians. I'm a huge fan of the tribe. Thanks for that, Kate Delaney. The Indians advancing to the World Series is a huge story. For people who like winners, not losers, I just want to tell everyone the team hasn't won a World Series since 1948. And that's when they beat up on a team called the Boston Braves. So I'm extremely excited about the Cleveland Indians going to the World Series. And let's see if they play the Cubs or the Dodgers. Woohoo! And there was an exclamation point. Woohoo! So I'll read it that way. Woohoo! Yeah, Cleveland deserves to be there. They won the American League Championship Series 4-1. And it's true, the Indians haven't played in, well, they haven't played in a World Series since 97. They lost to the Marlins then. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. And they haven't won a series since the 40s. So it is a very big deal. And it's wild, too, when you think about it, because this is Cleveland's year, except for when it comes to football. The Browns are lousy. They haven't won a game. But you have the Cavaliers finally, with LeBron James, hometown hero, winning the NBA championship. Now you have the Indians winning the American League Championship Series and punching their ticket to the World Series. So people who are taking the Cleveland Indians lightly, I wouldn't take them lightly. I wouldn't take the American League lightly when it comes to who's ever going to be representing in the National League. We could have a really great World Series. All right, how about this one? This one quickly is from Joey. Kate, I heard you mention Amy Schumer and people walking out of her show because she mentioned Donald Trump. Comedians have thick skins. This is what happens. They're like live wires, especially when they hook into what current politics are and what the climate is. And in Tampa, there are many, many Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump, so it's not surprising that she would have that kind of reaction. Yeah, and she was quick to point out, though, that was a big audience, and really the majority of the audience stayed. And you're right, if you're a comedian, you bag on whatever is going on, you might, whatever's going on currently, the current climate, politics, whatever the latest buzz is, and you risk the chance of upsetting some of your audience, but you can't be a comedian if you're afraid to do that. But it just made news because it was obvious that people got up and walked out, and there was no way to cover that up. All right, thanks so much for all the emails, and thank you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.